It is interesting to note that Parshas Vayeshev comes out at the same time as the Yom Tov of Chanukah. And we need to ask ourselves, is there a common denominator between the happenings that took place in Parshas Vayeshev and the happenings that took place during the Nisim of Chanukah? And their answer is yes. It is summed up in one word. Vayimo'ein. Total refusal. Yosef HaTzadik is tempted by Eishes Potiphar. What does he do? He absolutely, resolutely, firmly says no. And this is the reason why the connotation that the Baal Korah reads the words of Vayimoin are a shalsheles, which really is sholosh. It's three times he repeats the sound. Why? Because there was no compromise on Yosef's part as regards his values. He was not wishy-washy. He firmly resisted Eishes Potiphar, even though it was his master's wife. Now Yosef HaTzadik knew and had grown in this house and has watched how Eishes Potiphar dealt with insubordination. Yet Yosef HaTzadik didn't care. The Torah says Vayimo'ein, because he was more concerned with his master in Shemayim than he was concerned with his master on earth. And therefore he said to her, B'chatosi l'lekim, there's no way that I am going to sin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He recognized there was Eishes Adonav. And it's interesting to note that in the beginning of the parasha, when Yaakov Avinu is told by the Shifte Kor that Terev Yosef, Yosef was torn by a Chayaro, the Torah says, Vayimo'ein lehisnachem. Yaakov Avinu refused to be comforted. Interesting that both by the father and by the son, the Torah uses the word Vayimo'ein to describe the response. Say when Yaakov Avinu was challenged with this besura, this terrible news, and at the same time when Yosef was tested in a very, very difficult test, Yaakov refused to compromise his beliefs, and Yosef refused to compromise on his values. And this is the same with Matisyahu, Ben Yochanan Kodel Goyal, Ben Kohen Gadol Uvonov. They also refused to compromise. They didn't compromise on the Yiddishkeit. They didn't compromise on devotion to Hashem. They said, we are able to overcome a superpower. With what? With their willpower and their trust in Hashem. So their willpower stood up against the superpower. And we know the Be'ezus Hashem, they won. Now when we look in the Haftarah that we read in Shabbos Chanukah, the Navi Zechariah receives a nevuah from Hashem through a malach. And he is supposed to convey this to the then king of Klal Yisrael, which was the Robovel. And to speak in the name of Hashem, without going into the whole story, there is one pasuk that stands out, which Zechariah Novi had to relate to Zerubbabel. He said, Loi b'chayel, not with armies, not with soldiers, v'loi b'koyach, and not with strength. Kim beruchi yomar Hashem, only with the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is really, in a nutshell, HaMatas Yovonov were able to face the Greek superpower and overcome them. The Matas Yovonov, they were not foolish people. They knew very well that they were weak, and they were few, and they were outnumbered. We say clearly in the Alanisim, Chaloshim, Ma'atim, weak and few. But at the same time, they also knew who they were. They were pure, righteous, and Eiske Torah Secho. So with the trust in Hashem, and their determination, all of a sudden, the impossible became possible. Even though the odds of victory were against them, they didn't pay attention to that. It's really mind-boggling when we think about it. So they stood up to the challenge. They didn't back away from their responsibility of the time. And also by your mind. They refused. What did they refuse? They refused to be defeated by the Greek Empire. So what happened? So we read in Al Anisim that what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Mesar to Geborim b'yad chaloshim. He handed over the ones that were strong, the mighty, into the hands of the weak. And the Rabim b'yad miatim, and the many into the hands of the few. And the Tamei b'yad tahorim, and the defiled into the hands of the pure. And then the Rishon b'yad tzadikim, and then the evil fell into the hands of the righteous. And then v'zeidah v'leiske sarasecho. So what do we learn from this? That when we have a true connection to Hashem, v'abateich b'Hashem chesed yisavivenu, those who have trust in Hashem are surrounded and are protected by Hashem's kindness. In this way they were able to defeat their oppressors. Now what gave Yosef HaTzadik the Koyach? What gave Matasyo Kohen Gadol Uvan of the Koyach? So we know that Azeid Avram Avinu Nisnasa Be'esen Nisyonis was tested with 10 tests. And the Torah testifies V'amad Bekulam. He withstood all the tests. He passed all the tests. Avram Avinu, by passing all the tests, implanted into the DNA of Klal Yisrael the ability that we also should be able to withstand and pass and overcome all types of challenges that will transpire to Klal Yisrael. He knew very well that till the Geula Shelema, his offspring would be confronted with a very, very difficult, lengthy golus, like you saw by the Brisbane Absorum. But once the test was passed by him, it made it easier for all of his offspring, L'dayre Dayres, to be able to overcome and withstand any test that we may be put through. So Yosef HaTzadik and Matasyo Vanov taught us that every Yid, no matter who he is, can overcome any kind of nishyonis, any kind of challenges, any kinds of trials and tribulations. That you has a power to overpower, even a superpower, even an Ashes Potiphar, even Yevonim. And the biggest superpower that we face constantly is the Yetzer Hara. And we are able to overpower him too. So this is a tremendous, tremendous lesson for all of us.